The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good
morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our most lovely planet.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia, and the name of the show is Being Here. It's all about being where you are rather than trying to get somewhere that's better than this moment. So today's show is called Ignite Your Passion. And when you are really here in your life, in current time, all there is passion.
Yeah, ooh. Shai's looking at me very passionately.
All right.
I like this show. Susan, our producer, thank you for having this be one of our shows.
Topics?
Yeah.
Our show topics?
I shall reap the benefits.
Oh, you and me both.
You know, a really good way to ignite your passion with your partner or actually with yourself
yeah.
is by listening.
Because
when you listen, it pulls you into the moment, and the moment is where you experience things.
You know, most people disagree or combat with are in combat with the moment. Mm. They think it ought to be different. They wish it would be the way they want it rather than the way it is.
Mm.
You know, I was out on a river today,
mm-hmm.
and it was just so gorgeous.
Mm.
And I had preferences. Like the fish would bite my flies.
Hmm.
But you know what?
Hmm.
They didn't agree. But you know, it was the most beautiful, wonderful experience just being there and watching my fly. And it's very boring, by the way, you know? Fly fishing.
Yeah.
It's very boring if the fish aren't hitting your fly. You know, and it goes by them maybe 50 times and once they'll do it. So they get you addicted to hoping this is the once.
I went down to a different river today, and I was walking across a bridge over the river, and I watched this underwater growth, like a
grass.
It almost looked like hair, and it was undulating, and every once in a while it would like come up and it would create a big boil at the top, and then it'd go back, and it was so sensuous and so beautiful, but you're not there to see it if you aren't being here.
Right, and it's just nothing.
So we're not going anywhere today.
We're not going to try to get you anywhere today. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It is not problem solution oriented. It is about discovering how to get into the current moment. And when you do that, your life and your experience of living transforms. Just in getting here. But you see, it's difficult for most of us because we've been raised in forward-thinking cultures that are striving to get what seems to be more important than the current moment of our lives. So we disregard this moment for something we think we need or want or think it will make us feel better if we get it. And if you look, you'll see that everything that you've ever achieved has been less satisfying than you expected it to be.
Mm.
A relationship,
mm-hmm.
just hang out in one for a while and it will go become less satisfying.
Not unless you're here
unless
for it.
Unless you're here for it.
And then
in which case, it
everything
gets,
is vibrant.
Right.
Hey, we have several callers today. Why don't we take our first one?
Okay, so did we speak about listening?
We did.
True listening? True listening is to hear what another person has to say from their point of view as though they are accurate in their perspective. And of course they are, even if it doesn't fit or match your perspective.
So let's practice. We'll practice with our first caller.
Okay.
Colleen, where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from New York City.
Hey, how is life in New York City?
It's really good.
Hey, you know, that's kind of fun to say. Colleen, where are you calling from?
I like it.
You're getting me ready for the Speak Up course, Colleen.
Yes. I'm excited about the Speak Up course.
Excellent. Coming up tomorrow night.
No, no,
it's a week. One more week. This airs. We're pre-recording this because Shai and I are going to be following our passion.
To be on a river in Oregon.
Yippee. Okay. So what can we do for you?
I have a question. I have lots of passions. I'm passionate about a lot of things.
Okay.
And I find what gets in the way of me being passionate is that I associate like things I'm passionate about with like how much money I have and how much I can spend on this passion or that passion. Then I'm budgeting myself. And then all of a sudden I'm lost in things, in the thought that I can't afford this or I can't do that. And then all
hey, you know something that I find interesting? It's like you're picking your menu and looking what you want to eat at how much it costs.
Yeah.
That's the wrong way. I mean, you can do it that way, but it comes from basic distrust in that the universe will support you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
See, you think you could do it wrong.
Right.
So your mind is a very reasonable machine. You realize that?
Yes.
See, you're thinking because your yes was so far away.
Oh, okay.
You must have gotten caught in what I said.
Yeah, and there's also like a fire engine going by, and I was wondering, I got kind of distracted by the sound.
Well, it's perfect. You know, no two things can occupy the same Colleen at the same time. You can either be listening to the fire engine or your thoughts about it going by and wondering where it's going to or resisting the noise, or you can be having this conversation here.
But, you know, okay. the whole idea of can I afford it goes into this reasonable thing rather than looking. See, look, I'll tell you, I have a passion for fly fishing, and we have a passion to go to exotic places to do this fly fishing, and it costs money. And you know what I've discovered, Colleen?
Mm.
I can make the money to follow my passion. In fact, money shows up to support me in following my passion when I'm following my passion.
I'm wondering if here's a possible code for yourself, which is if you don't have the money to do, first of all, you say you have lots of passions. I got to back up to that because that's not accurate. You are a passionate person and you aim that type of expression in a multitude of areas that you enjoy. So it's not like your singing is your passion. It's an outlet for your passion. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, sometimes if I look at something and I say to myself, I can't afford that, that's code for something else. Like, I don't really want it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, certainly, sometimes we go to a Short Hills Mall near us, and sometimes in certain times of the year, they park cars in the mall itself.
But they have Bentleys and Rolls Royces.
And Aston Martin. Sometimes it's like $250,000 for a car or $100,000.
I really like my Prius.
And I'll tell you something, I clearly cannot afford that, but it's also not something I really want.
Mm.
And I, you know, when you're talking about having to juggle your different passions, I don't know if that's actually true. If you pay attention, some things sometimes come to the foreground and sometimes things fall to the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, I am passionately expressive in many different things, writing,
photography,
fishing, and Shia.
But no, thank you. I hope I'm not in that order.
No, because my first three examples, those sometimes one will come to the foreground, and sometimes I won't take pictures for a long period of time. I'm no less passionate about that. It's just not of interest to me at that time frame. And or going someplace where I can take pictures, or going someplace where I can fish. And I really, really, really enjoy it when I do it, but I'm not desirous of it when I'm not. And what you're talking about is being conflicted.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what you blame it on. You see, you blame it on your lack of resources to follow all of your passions. But I think that it's just what you're blaming it on, not it's not the cause.
When you speak about all these passions you have, I get the impression you're not speaking about work.
Right.
Ah, I love it. See, look, when you are engaged in your life with totality, Colleen, everything is you're doing is with passion. If you're complaining, if you're thinking you should be doing something else, something you desire more than what you're up to, then you are just not being where you are, and there's no passion. But yep. The problem with that is, if you're complaining to yourself of where you are, then that transfers to all aspects of your life, and pretty soon, you're a complaint about your life.
And that's the main thing that I'm hearing is that things are a little dull in you.
Yeah.
You're resentful of the amount of time you have to work. You know, it's funny. Sometimes we'll be on a Monday night in particular. We'll be, we do things in the city, and then we stop someplace to get something to eat, and they ask if we're in a hurry, and we say yes, because we get to go to work.
We get to go to work. It's not have to, it's get to. It's a privilege.
Now, mind you, that's only where we're out in the city. I mean, we are pre-recording this. It's after 7 in the evening. I started my day at 5:30.
In the morning.
In the morning, and it's been a full-out day. So that I don't work in a 9-to-5 job just means I work longer.
Right.
And it's all passionate.
Yeah.
Cool.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know. I'm feeling off, and I don't know.
Be feeling off, my dear, if you are thinking it should be different than it is somehow.
Okay.
And chances are you're fighting with somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I just got back from a wonderful vacation with my husband, and it was awesome.
You're breaking up. Could you say that again?
She said she was on a wonderful vacation with her husband.
Yes. With my husband.
Yes.
And it was wonderful. And we just had such a great time, and our credit card I never accounted for how much money we would spend on vacation, and I'm a little worried about it or something. And I don't know if
you use money to upset you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go with totality in your life. It's a take a break from life type of thing.
Okay.
Yep. I've been working on our calendar for next year. We do provide a calendar each year with pictures that I've taken. And so I've been going through pictures a lot, and I came across one from a couple of years ago where it was Thanksgiving, and Shai and I sat in front of our fireplace on our own, having a cup of espresso and a couple little chocolate things, and we didn't have an extravagant anything. It was just very quiet, the two of us. And somehow I have a feeling that you have having a great time associated with spending a lot of money. Like, you don't look to see, you don't like having the boundaries of a financial constraint. Part of the reason why Shai and I can actually do some of the trips that we do now for usually to take pictures or for fishing is because, and we frequently say it, we have to earn the money for our fishing habit. But you don't want to look at what it takes to produce the 2 weeks with your husband. You just want to close your eyes to all of it. But part of the game is being honest. When you're honest with yourself, that is something that ignites your passion. When you close your eyes to parts of your life,
then it dulls you everywhere.
You get sleepy, you get sloggy, you get uncomfortable.
And work takes forever.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll tell you something. You enjoy work. You're really there. You're really crisp. You get bonuses. You get promotions. It's not about getting the promotions or the bonuses.
But if you're really crisp, those things come as a benefit, as a side benefit, that you don't have to try to have it. It's what you get rewarded by your universe for being engaged in your life. And that reward goes all kinds of different ways, because if you're engaged in your life is full with color and three-dimensionality and passion.
And it's not dependent on how much you spend or where you go or what you do. And as an expression of this passion and excitement and full engagement, we get to go to take a break now.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Quick reminder that next week's show, for those of you who listen live, will be at the regular time in Europe. It'll be at 6 p.m. in Europe and 5 p.m. in the U.K. So don't tune in early unless you want to hear the show before us, and then you can listen to a couple. Also, there is room for you if you are in the New York area or can travel in for Speak Up. On November 5th, 12th, and 19th. It's the first three Thursdays in November, and it's going to be great fun. You can practice saying things like calling in. It's fun. Also, our next weekend workshop is the Freedom to Breathe, Art of Being a Healer, December 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we have people coming in from all over the world. You are invited. No place is too far.
Really?
Still with us, Colleen?
Yeah.
Well, you sound much more alive.
Yeah, I'm feeling more alive.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know, it's really easy, Colleen, to get lost in your thoughts, because your thoughts are not a very satisfying place to live.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, one of the things that I forgot to put on my list of passions? Working.
Yeah.
I really love to work. I do. It keeps me...
Well, look, if you are doing what you're doing when you're doing it as though it's your idea, you can love it.
It's called being wholehearted. When you're wholehearted about anything, then you don't fight with yourself because there's no division. Thanks for calling in.
Cool. Well, thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
We have another caller, and she's calling from the other side of the planet.
Yeah, Cheryl.
Hi there. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. How are you?
Excellent. Are you back in Hong Kong now?
Yes, I am. Well. And it's great being back here. It's great being in Europe, but great being back here as well.
Well, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Two questions if there's time, but first, the conversation you guys were having with Colleen was really hit home in many ways, so it's really great to listen in to the show, not only today, but any chance I get, the really nice little good resources to go about through life with your radio show, so thanks for the opportunity to call in.
You're welcome.
My first question is about dating, and I went to a workshop in Germany, and that was wonderful, and I've come back to Hong Kong just having really nice interactions with men.
Mm-hmm.
and fun interactions, actually, and I find that I'm more in the moment and listening, but then, as an example, I kind of go back to my sort of being in my head or rushing. I randomly met this person on a tram. We have trams in Hong Kong to get around the city. And we were having this pleasant conversation. It was just he and I on the tram, and I either wasn't listening very well, but or I just took the assumption that we were getting off on the same stop. And I really wanted to continue the conversation, but at that moment, it was time for me to get off the tram. And I sort of panicked. And I just kind of lost being in the moment, I guess, and jumped off the tram. And I just, in those kind of situations where... I don't know. I felt the moment became short or abrupt.
What if you did it perfectly?
I didn't feel like I stayed in the moment.
Cheryl?
I'm sorry?
What if you did it perfectly?
Yeah.
See, the idea that you have exactly what you want is a very interesting idea. And for me, most of the time it's... not just an idea, it's an experience.
See, I have the idea that the fish should want to eat my flies. you know, the imitation aquatic yes. insects that I cast onto the water. And if they don't, I have options. Option one, feel bad. Option two, complain. Option three, enjoy the moment. I take three. See, I'm not picking on myself for a bad cast. I'm not picking on myself if the fish hits the fly and I do not lift my rod in time to make contact with it.
The other thing is, what if you were listening perfectly? What if you actually misheard so that you didn't have to be confronted with anything further than a very pleasant conversation with the person over the course of a tram ride?
Yes. That makes sense. Mm.
And you can either beat yourself up for having, quote, misheard and getting flustered and jumping off, or you can consider it a win because you had a successful relationship from beginning to end.
Yeah, I really do feel it was one of if I compare recently to years ago, I guess, I really felt it was the first time that I've been speaking with, like, just being there and being with the guy and having a really nice interaction, very chilled out. I agree.
See? So you did it perfectly. But start paying attention to your habituated to going back and picking on yourself, as most of us are.
But that's a habit that you have that you haven't really been aware of as a habit because you thought that the picking on yourself was justifiable.
Oh. Yeah.
See what I mean? So it's been so much a part of your heritage, your upbringing, your enculturation that you never realized that there was another option.
Right, yes.
And that option is to notice how you're being without judging yourself for being the way you are.
Yeah, okay, that sounds nice because picking on myself doesn't feel good.
Really, it doesn't. You don't have to do it anyway. Hey, you said you had more than one question.
What's your second one?
Yes.
Okay, yes, thanks. So I'm working on this project, and it's pretty big project, and I'm passionate about it, and I speak to different people, and they're supportive about it. What it is, it's a arts, food, kind of entertainment festival. It will be citywide, and I've made an initial plan, and with that, I have an investor, and now I need to take it to the next level of taking basically that plan down to a lot more granular and putting together budgets, putting together just all of the fine details so that we can take it to sponsors or company corporates to get more sponsorship. I'm stuck there.
Well, I'll tell you something. Here's the trick. Pretend you're really good at it and pretend you've done it all before.
Yeah, okay.
And don't criticize yourself and your thoughts as you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. I can, just when you said that, I felt it. I can see that I've been doing that.
Well, you know, we were talking about it in last week's show about how, as I was preparing the pictures for the calendar, at first there was I was having conversations with myself about how it looked, doing it right. And there was an overlay of, would people like it, as opposed to simply doing it. And then when I sat down and actually put together, after Shia and I had a conversation about it, it was so easy. Same activity. The only difference was whether or not I was listening to a side conversation with myself. And it was what we were talking about with Colleen at the beginning. She could either listen to the fire engine or she could include it Not ignore it, because that takes energy. First principle, what you resist looms larger. Second principle, you can only have conversations about whether or not you're good at it.
If that's what you're doing.
And third principle, anything you allow to be exactly as it is will leave you alone.
So if you notice that you're having that conversation, you keep doing your work rather than getting lost in that conversation, then it will leave you alone and you'll become much more effective and efficient at work.
Yeah, that's great, because I didn't really see it until now, but I have been listening to those conversations, and I'll have kind of like a roller coaster ride of, you know, just, yeah, I can do this, and then suddenly either a comment comes in or I think about how in the past I might have. Yes?
What does having that conversation save you from?
On a basic level, it saves me from completing the task at hand, but I think on a bigger level, maybe might be saving me from, I don't know, a great event? I don't know.
Well, you know.
Failure? I don't know.
It certainly preoccupies you.
Well, I'll give you an example.
Yes.
Shia and I wrote a really excellent book, Practical Enlightenment. And Shia, you don't know this, but the audio book came out now on Audible. They just wrote us today.
It's
up on Audible. So for those of you who want to listen to it in audio format, it is ready and you can download it now. I'm really excited about it because it's brilliant. But you have the idea, I want to write a book. And then there are all these unknowns to putting it together. The thing about it, and the thing about doing a citywide event, is you can't do it all in one piece. You can only write the sentence you're writing on. You can only do the piece that you're doing. I know you have the overview, but there, when you say you have to break it down into the granular pieces, okay, so it's confronting. It's chaotic.
Yeah,
You're pulling it from nothing.
If you look at everything you have to do, you'll feel overwhelmed.
Yes.
You handle one piece at a time, and it'll all work out beautifully, one step at a time. Hey, we have another caller.
Okay.
So we're gonna have to say goodbye to you, and thank you very much for calling in.
It was lovely speaking with you.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was great speaking to you guys, too.
Excellent. All right.
Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
All right, we have Judy. Where are you, Judy?
New York City.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Welcome to the show, Jude.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
So what can we do for you, my dear?
Well, I have numerous passions. One of them is I volunteer with kids. I sing in a choir. But I feel like recently, and work, I actually really love working. I like the relationship aspect of it. I like what I do. But I feel like I've pretty much lost my passion. And I like baseball. I like sports in general. I've pretty much lost my passion for most things.
For most things, you say?
Yeah, but actually, I think at the moment, it feels like for everything. In the last few months, my life, it's probably the last 7 or 8 months, my life has been totally focused on the health of my mom, how I can help her. And in the recent times, I've had 3 friends die, the latest of one who passed away. I found out today that a friend of mine passed away. So right now, I just feel sad. But I feel like it's been a little of, I've been so absorbed with things with my mom, I almost feel a little lost. So my passion's a little wavering on probably everything at the moment.
Yeah, you know, when you lose your passion, you lose it across the board. It isn't that you lose it for one thing. But look, Judy, what it takes to reestablish your experience of being passionate about your life is to get back into your life in this moment, not someday.
But it also includes letting yourself feel. And, you know, I know we were speaking to Cheryl about how she didn't do it wrong. Well, you didn't do it wrong either. And particularly if you've been focused down on your mom, you may think, oh, wow, I didn't even know my friend was ill, or I didn't expect him or her to go. So it's like it's so easy to regret what you haven't done as opposed to get engaged in what's right in front of you.
That sounds good.
Hey, you know, we're going to have to go to a break right now. Can you come back with us?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. You know, we're doing The Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer December 4th, 5th, and 6th in New York City. Ariel mentioned it earlier, but I'm mentioning it again because if you do attend that workshop and are thinking about joining us in Costa Rica, by the way, there are a few spaces left. We're basically full, but we could put a few more people in if somebody wants to join us. But the prerequisite is to attend a weekend workshop with us so we know that we play well together. Anyway.
You're invited.
Yeah.
Hey, Judy. You
yes.
With us? Judy?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just checking. You know, the way back to passion is to allow yourself to be how you are.
Not to think you should be over anything.
You're thinking, girl.
Oh, no. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Because you're not letting yourself feel. You're thinking instead. And, of course, that's your natural bent is to think about things rather than feel things. You know, and loss is something big.
Loss is always upsetting.
You know, my mom is about 90. My dad is just about 89. And I really think the hardest part of aging, at least one of the hardest parts, is to be able to deal with loss. Because as we go along, more and more people
fall away. As long as we stick around, they fall away. When we stop sticking around, we don't realize they don't fall away anymore because we're not there to miss them.
So I wouldn't try to feel That's more passionate than you do. Yeah, you aren't around to miss them. I love yourself. Just be where you are.
I know. Because I've been so busy that sometimes I know on a couple Saturdays where I didn't have something I needed to do, I woke up and almost like didn't even know what to do with myself because I'd been so like running. So,
well, you know, maybe you should slow down a little bit and let yourself feel so you don't run. And then you may figure out what to do with yourself. It may become apparent.
You know, one of the things that I do is, from time to time, is I give myself an unstructured day off. And on that day, I don't make plans. I see how I want to be, where I want to go, what I want to do. And I give myself permission. Often we get hundreds of emails in a day. I give myself permission to not look at emails. However, if as part of my day off, that sounds like fun, I'll do emails. So it's really about letting myself play whatever that means in the moment.
And it's really about discovering what to do next rather than thinking about what to do next.
And dictating to yourself what to do next.
Right. It's more about looking out there and realizing, hey, you know, I'd like to go off and do this. And you do it.
I'm shaking my head. No, that sounds great.
I'm so glad you spoke up because shaking your head doesn't really translate.
Right.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that you called in today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you know, and I also think when you lose somebody, one of the best things you can do is go out and celebrate having known them.
Yes. One of the friend of mine passed away at the end of August, and we had a huge celebration for her where I sing in the choir, Voices in Unity, and we sang and other people sang, and the whole thing was just a celebration of her life. Like, we started with Man in the Middle. Someone sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow, a professional opera singer. It was beautiful. And it just really celebrated her life. So,
see, I don't think passion has been totally missing. I just think you have blips of it. And when you fall out of those moments, you forget they ever existed. We kind of call it happiness amnesia, where the moments you're upset, you forget you ever were not upset.
Right.
Hey, thanks for calling today.
Thanks for having me.
Really a treat.
You're welcome.
We have another caller.
We should take her. Hey, Claudia.
Hi, Ariel and Chaya.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Most excellent.
How's life in Canada?
Oh, it's brilliant. Everything is just wonderful. I'm having the best time. The last few months have just been amazing. And when I saw the title, I said, you know, Ignite Your Passion. And I didn't read the description of it. I just saw Ignite Your Passion. And in the past, it's been really interesting because I've always admired people who had that one passion that they really clung on to, and it was like, you know, it was a force in their life. And I would sit there and I go, how come I don't have that kind of passion? And that's the first thought that came to my mind. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Look at what I've been doing and being in the moment and just enjoying what I'm doing and being passionate about what I'm doing, whether it's work, whether it's just, you know, watching a TV show, whether it's being with my children and my grandson, I'm very passionate about. Just doing things with my grandson is just amazing. And I thought, that's it. You know, if I'm horseback riding, I'm not a great fan of horseback riding, but I love it when I go, and I'm passionate about doing it at that moment. And I, as you know, I'm doing improv, and I'm at the next level of improv, and that's really, I love it. I absolutely love it. And then I read the description, and I went, oh my God, that's it. It's just simply being present. I don't have to have that one big passion that's going to, you know, push me in some direction. Is it? I'm just enjoying and loving what I'm doing at the moment. And I found myself a couple of weeks ago saying to my boss, because I had to take some time off, and I have a good relationship with her, and we were talking on the phone. I said, you know what? I said, I can't wait to get back to work. And she laughed at me like, what? I can't wait to get back to work. And so I just enjoy every part of it, that it's really, really interesting. It's a really interesting way to live my life, which is something very new for me. And I love it.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How old were you when you came to admire people who had one great passion, as if one was all you could have?
Oh, gosh. It was... And I would think it would be somewhere when I was young. You know, I'd see somebody who did something with, like, my father was a master tailor, and he made suits, and he made me a coat that, you know, he did it all by hand. And I thought, wow, that's really neat to have that kind of a talent and a passion to do that. And I'm like in my, you know, when I was in my 30s and 40s, I'm going, okay, so I'm passionate about my family. I love my children. I love being with them. I do everything that I do for them. But that one passion still eluded me, and I couldn't figure that out. And so it's just something that has kind of followed me until now. And in the past, I'd say in the past year, everything I do is with, you know, I'm there for it, and it's wonderful. So I'm not hung up on that anymore. I know that I'm for what I do, like I do adult learning as my work, and I love doing it. And I know that I have a talent in that, but it's not the, you know, and it, I don't know, I just feel like everything is passionate.
Well, you know what, one of the things I think happens is we human beings tend to look at somebody who is talented in an area that we are not.
And then we compare ourselves.
So it's not just that you admire somebody who's talented. The admiration bounces back. We look at ourselves and we say, well, I can't do that. And we come up short.
I was listening on my way to the river today to Luciano Pavarotti. I was listening to him sing, and I was singing along, but my voice didn't even come close to his voice. I mean, the guy is amazing. Doesn't mean I can't have fun with it.
Yeah.
Back when you recognize you had talent and passion connected, you didn't recognize your own talents. They were hidden from you.
Yeah, most of us don't realize that we are talented, and it's just that we've been thinking a lot, and we get lost in our thought loops, and that's where we lose our talent.
And when you say I'm talented with my, or I have a passion with my
family,
grandkids and family, or at work, it's somehow the things that come naturally to us, most of us tend to disregard.
I love, Claudia, that you have been engaged in your life with totality for the past year. It wasn't always that way.
No, it wasn't. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I don't have words to describe it. I just, like, you know, with my grandson, I bought him a little book the last time I was in New York. It's called A Baby in New York. And they go through all of the different seasons and all the different things that are around New York. And we came across the seasons page, and it was, you know, that we came across fall, and the leaves are falling and they're turning color. And I said to him, do you want to go out and we'll take a look at the leaves? And he went, yes. I went, oh, my God. So we got our coats on and out we went, and we were looking for leaves that were fallen in the different colors. And it was just watching him being so excited about that. And I was excited because we were doing it together. It's just a little thing like that that just blows
me
away.
So slow down for a second, Claudia. Because you see, at his, how old is he?
He's just two.
Two. At two, he doesn't have the brakes on.
He doesn't
on
have
his enthusiasm.
A censorship inside his mind.
He isn't censoring his enthusiasm, his excitement. So he's like a live wire. And as we get older, that part of us dies. It doesn't really die. It goes, it gets... We discovered that we need to suppress ourselves in order to be acceptable and cool.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. And I'm not sure how to describe this, but he is such a yes to everything that and I'm pretty good at being a yes to most things, but he just brings that part of me out as well. So just the little things that we can get excited about together, like I treasure those moments, and it's a very passionate moment that we have together getting to know each other. So it's like I just love that.
Well, you could also use that as a springboard into passionate moments in the rest of your life.
In the rest of your life.
Because you were talking about going out and seeing leaves falling with him, and I think that's wonderful, and getting to see him experience it for the first time, but there's no reason why tomorrow you can't walk out your door and experience it for the first time.
Totally, totally agree. When Shia was talking about singing in the car, and I don't normally do that, but every once in a while, I'll hear a song, and I'll blurt it, and I'm, you know, I can't sing soprano, but I do it in whatever voice that I can, and I'll sing out in the car as loudly as I can, and you know, like, I'm not comparing, I'm just singing it, and it was just so neat. And the other day, I was watching a PBS show, and it was Eric Clapton singing his version of Layla, the jazz version, or the acoustic version. And I was just like, I just got so into it. I closed my eyes, and it was just amazing. And I thought, for those 4 minutes that he's doing that song, it was just unbelievable. And I mean, I love music, but that really turned me on. So it's just, I'm just having such a great time.
That's so great.
Well, I'm happy for you. I really am.
I'm really happy you also called into the show today. Thank you so much for sharing yourself with everyone. We're coming to the end of the show, and I'm really happy you were a part of it.
Thank you. And I will see you in December, because I'm coming to the breathing workshop. So, yes, in the art of being a healer. I love that. So I will see you in December.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling in.
You know, next week's show is called The Evolution of Perfection. And we'll get to discover what that is.
In January, January 8th, 9th, and 10th, we are doing a course in New York City called Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment.
And for those of you who are coming to Costa Rica, if you haven't got your tickets yet and you're coming, you may as well stop by New York on the way. It's the weekend before our Costa Rica, and a lot of people are stopping and doing that.
It's a great entry into being in the moment before you get to Costa Rica.
If you want announcements of what we're up to, you can join our email list. And thanks for being here.
Yes.
You can visit us at transformationmadeeasy.com. And come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.